Good morning. Well, whatever time it is you're getting this, welcome. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Me, Dr. Tim Slecker, Jacob, chairman of the board.
Tim, I think there's a problem. We might need to start over. Is Johnny here yet?
Johnny is not here for this home room. Johnny is, you know, I understand that he is officially excused from homeroom today.
Whoa.
His daughter requested that he be able to have a birthday celebration with her. And so I decided, you know what? Okay, this one time and this one time only. I told her, though, if she has more birthdays coming up, we're going to need at least a month in advance notice.
That's tough. You know, I'm sorry you got birthdays, but we only had time for one.
Hey, it's homeroom, you know, and we got to do all this. Jacob, we're always, you know, talking education and we're thinking about homeroom. And it made me a little bit nostalgic. Thinking about, yeah, the whole idea of homeroom, you know, what is the experience of homeroom? Does homeroom even make sense anymore? Because I have a really vivid, concrete memory of homeroom, what it meant, what it was like, what we did. And it kind of dawned on me, gee, well, that was last century, you know?
Yes.
And I mean, who knows? Maybe, you know, people are going, what the heck is that even you're talking about, Tim? You know, I thought so, you know, maybe I'll do a little reminiscing about what homeroom was back in the 1980s, Jacob. You know, that the decade of decadence, as people refer to it, or
well, that's some fitting, people, isn't it, for a decade to be of decadence?
Decade of decadence, the 80s. Yeah. You know, greed was good. Men had really big hair. And, you know, the hair metal was, I didn't really like it that much. And, you know, but it was the 80s, and so I, you know, kind of just did what I did. But I was thinking about, you know, homeroom in the 80s, and the whole idea of what does it mean to, you know, go to school. And I think we're largely talking about middle schoolers and high schoolers and remembering that in the homeroom and stuff like that. Because if we're talking about elementary school, you know, it was kind of like, hey, you know, you show up, and you're in first grade, you go to first grade, you meet your teacher, you go to, you know, when I was a fifth grade teacher, my students came in, we didn't have homeroom. They just came in and, you know, I gave out Kleenex, I gave out fluoride, I took the lunch count, and then, you know, we got to work, man, because it was elementary school. But in high school, when I was in high school, homeroom, man, it was like this kind of a cool place where it was like a little holding tank to get, you know, us ready to begin the day. You know, you showed up, you went to your locker, you twisted fully one way to the right, halfway to the left, and another full twist again to the right, and then pulled down on that combination lock, and boom, you opened up that locker. And man, there was a whole life inside that locker, you know, you could identify people, you know, who they were, what they thought about, what they valued, all those things. When you walk past the locker, and I said, you know, kind of made a reference to, you know, the passing of Lonnie Anderson, WKRP in Cincinnati fame. You know, at the time, a lot of my male friends, seeing a Lonnie Anderson poster in their locker, that was, you know, that's what it was. And in some of the, you know, and this sounds very gender specific, very kind of, you know, very hetero normative sexual type of things. The girls had, you know, like David Cassidy posters. So even though he was kind of coming out of the late 70s, or
for the sake of fairness, Tim, I also had a David Cassidy poster.
Okay, good.
Locker.
Thank you. So good, we're not, you know,
we're not backing or being against anything here.
Don Johnson for Miami Vice was, you know, big in the girls' lockers. But then you went into homeroom and you sat down, you talked, you know, you had a homeroom teacher, which again was really just somebody sitting there making sure that, you know, we didn't kill each other.
Yeah.
But we got to talk, you know, like, what are we doing? Hey, how are you doing? Where are you going? Oh man, after first period, meet me in the bathroom. We'll hang out. We'll talk for the 3 minutes and then we'll go to our next class later. Hey, you know, did you talk to so-and-so last night? Hey, you know, it was just a kind of like a socialization gathering place to get ready and begin for me, we had 8 like 45 minute periods ahead of us that day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I it was a social event of homeroom. And I don't know. I just like, I liked it. I appreciated it. I look back at that now with really fond memories. And I thought, I wonder what Jacob remembers about homeroom, because you didn't have homeroom in the 80s.
I did not. I was doing all sorts of other stuff in the 80s. But I'm wondering, Tim, because people who are from different states or different school districts, or maybe people who are Finnish, or people who might be young or, you know, too young to have a homeroom. Can you explain, I mean, at its core, what is a homeroom?
Yeah. You know what? It's a
because
holding.
Because I had one. I do know.
Okay, but good. I mean, it was a holding tank for a group. So senior year, I graduated with 120 students, right? So 120 seniors had to have a place to go when they came to school, got into their locker, and got ready to start the day. And homeroom, so you take those 120 plus kids and you say, we can fit 25 to 30 of them in a room. You break them up and then you get told, hey, you're in room 157 with Mr. Santori for homeroom. Okay. And those were the people that you kind of spent the entire year with every morning before you started your day. I mean, it was an organization system. It was a filing system,
sure.
Was there socially thought out mechanisms for why this is a good thing? How does it work with adolescents? I'm sure there were, but I now look at it though as going, it was a good thing because people could, you know, get moving in a direction that, wasn't so like, boom, got to get on the bell, got to get right to work. There was an ease into the day, and socialization as an adolescent mattered. It did matter. And so is that the answer you were looking for there, Chairman of the Board, Jacob?
Yes, that was a great answer, Tim.
Okay, thanks.
So I'm a decade away from my freshman year of high school experience.
Okay.
You and I basically the same age.
Right, right.
But I remember that, and I'm not sure if it was called homeroom, but this thing you're explaining is exactly something that I had in high school. But the weird thing is that it wasn't the first class of the day. It was second.
Huh.
And that doesn't make sense to me, Tim. Because yeah. I remember this class we had where it's basically there's no instruction. And it's not study hall, because that was a different thing. So this must be homeroom. It must be homeroom. But it was the second class of the day. I had English lit first, and then we went over to this homeroom thing.
Ah.
That doesn't make sense.
No. And see, I'm glad we're having this conversation, because I think Johnny and I put together the concept of Monday homeroom really based on a sense of going, it's the start. You start with homeroom, and I'm hearing from you, Jacob. Well, not in Jacob's world, we didn't.
It did not make any sense. Because, Tim, for me, what homeroom was, it was a little bit of socializing. It was a little bit of looking four rows away at a girl and thinking, boy, I wish I could talk to her. That'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was also a lot of sleeping behind my backpack is what homeroom devolved into for me and for seven other people I could see. It was a lot of catching up on that sleep that we didn't get. And now, why would they do that after I struggled through English class? Or how about we just move, you know, give me another hour before school starts? I didn't understand that part, but it seemed like it would have made a lot more sense if that was like a staging ground to
right.
get you ready. Okay, you're back in school. Hey, the day's starting. Let's get going and then go to classes.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so you're saying there was some wisdom in the 80s.
There was a lot of wisdom in the 80s. It was the hair was everywhere. It was in the metal. Right. It was on heads. And it made a lot more sense than what was happening in the 2010s when I was in high school.
Oh, man. So we're putting this out there. You know, so if you're listening to this show and, you know, homeroom has, you know, any type of, well, first of all, if you remember it the way I did, hey, we want to know, you know, again, here I'll put out the number 608-557-8577. You know, drop us a voicemail and let us know, because you know what, a little remembering of homerooms, whoever you were, whatever age you were, would be great now to have a comparison. Because Jacob, here it is, and this is, I didn't know what your homeroom experience was like, and here we go. And I gotta say, I agree with you. I don't understand the concept of homeroom after period one.
It made no sense. I'm looking back on it, and it was weird at the time, but with hindsight, it's even more weird, because it's like if we came in here and did class and session on Mondays and then homeroom on Tuesday.
Right.
What? That would not make sense. I'm going to take a homework assignment from this, by the way, because my little brother Jackson is starting high school in 2 weeks. So I'm going to make sure to ask him questions to see what is a high school these days. And I'll come back with that information. Does he have a homeroom? I have no idea.
Well, that's it. I will now, you know what? And but as they used to say back in the day, inquiring minds want to know.
They do. They do.
You know, and that was a really bad tabloid newspaper of the day. The National Enquirer.
Yes.
And that was their tagline. Inquiring minds want to know. Well, Busted Pencils hosts and producers want to know. What is this homeroom that we have out there? Can we have a better understanding of it? Like I said, I very fond memories. And this is the other thing. Even if yours was first of the day like mine was or whatever, I'm going to bet that there are people out there who are going like, I hated homeroom.
Really?
I got to imagine there are some people who just were like, you know, like I didn't like talking to people, you know, I wanted to get going with the day. It always made me feel awkward. I was always kind of sitting in the back by myself.
And I can imagine whatever the first thing of the day is, there's a bias against that thing because you're just starting your day and it's not easy. So if homeroom is the sacrifice to the first class of the day, I can see those negative memories existing.
Yeah. Like, why do we even need this? Because I could, well, you know, Jacob, from your point of view, it's like, hey, we could start school a whole 20. Because here's the other thing. Homeroom for us wasn't a like 45 minute period. It was essentially like 10 to 20 minutes at max.
Gotcha.
So, you know, there could be this, hey, we could have started school 20 minutes later. I don't know if that would have been the difference of better sleep or not, 20 minutes.
That's what I needed.
Okay, yeah,
I
maybe
right
it was,
now, actually.
well, you know, and here we are, Jacob, it's homeroom. Hey, loving this whole idea of homeroom. I'm glad I brought this up and thought about this because it. You know, we just were going on and on week after week with a homeroom. And I was kind of coming from the assumption, well, everybody knows what homeroom is. It's the very first start of the day. It's the very beginning. And there you are, Jacob, going, well, not in Jacob's world, it wasn't.
It never made sense to me until now why the show's called that. So I'm glad we got this out in the air so I could understand.
Well, and, you know, and with that, too, hey, And if any of you had homeroom at the end of the day, we really want to know about that, because, whoa, I would love to hear about
that. That's Canadian. Yeah,
just going to put out the number 608-557-8577. Seriously, tell us about your homeroom experience, because we got to dig deeper into this now, Jacob. We may have just opened up a whole classes in session regarding what is the purpose of homeroom. Why was it 20 minutes in the 80s, and why was it second period for Jacob last year? Last decade.
I'm not 16.
Yeah, I'm just
all kidding. Right. I'm a young buck, Tim, but I'm not 16.
Yeah, yeah, you are. Well, you know, hey, Jacob, loved having homeroom with you. Love meeting you every, you know, beginning of the week. But you know what? Now it's time for your moment of zen. There are people everywhere who want to see a different kind of world, who want to be at one with their fellow men and women, who think that people in other countries are human beings as we are, and that if somebody is suffering anywhere in the world, we all have a responsibility to help them. Hey, thanks for joining us. Hopefully, first thing you did this week was homeroom busted pencils. Make sure you tune in on Wednesday or download everything. Classes in session Friday. Jacob's choice, chairman of the board. One of the most exciting drops that we do all week. And yes, every Saturday across all the civic media network stations, downloads one full hour at 3 p.m. Central Time of Busted Pencils, digging deep. And you know, hey, check us out. Go to Civic Media, look at the website and bustedpencils.com. Pay a visit over there. There's all kinds of other exciting things. And you know, as Johnny always says, keep busting pencils.